The other day, while I was winding through a restaurant drive-through lane, I noticed just off to the side where someone had appeared to set up a temporary camp behind a dumpster, a temporary refuge from the world. It seemed abandoned now, a chair overturned, the shopping cart was empty, and a tarp was left flapping in the cold winter wind. But for a season, someone called that place home, their dwelling place. Do you ever find yourself wanting a place to feel safe, for the presence of God to shine out from within you, a place to be filled with peace? Well, this meditation from Colossians chapter 3 is a reflection on that longing to empty yourself of the false hope the world offers and be filled with the shining presence of the divine, to dwell with God. So to begin, whether the first shining rays of morning sun or the long shadows of evening, allow the next 15 minutes to be a retreat to contemplate dwelling with God, having Him fill, center, and shine out from within you. As your eyes begin to close without effort, center on this place of surrender for a still moment, this time of yielding, and a silent whispered prayer for the presence of God, His Spirit, and His Son. Continue in prayer by responding to this passage from John chapter 15. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord, let your word dwell within me. And may He bless the reading of His word. Heavenly Father, today and always, I long to remain in you. Lord, let your word dwell in me. I long for your words to remain in me, vitally united with your message living in my heart. Lord, let your word dwell in me. And I know that when I abide in you and your words abide in me, I can ask whatever I wish and it will be done for me. So Lord, let your word dwell in me. For a moment longer, continue in the quiet as you contemplate dwelling in the midst of the presence of Father, Son, and Spirit. Rest here. Dwell here. Dwell isn't a word we use very often. It means to inhabit or to live in or at a specified place. Do you ever find yourself feeling a bit like a homeless hermit, wishing for a place to lay your head, a consistent place to be at peace? Be honest with your answer. He already knows. Now, consider the opposite for a moment. Do you have thoughts or ideas or notions that you feel have taken up residence in your mind? Uninvited habits or addictions dwelling in your mind, blocking out the shining presence of God. You're safe here to notice your answer. No judgment, no condemnation. Are you living spiritually where you want to be? Are the divine thoughts dwelling within you? Is the indwelling of sacred fighting for space against the secular in your mind? Take several moments to note how your thoughts, your mind, and your body respond to the spiritual indwelling of the divine within you. Now imagine for a moment opening your heart, your mind, your soul, and your spirit to God. Laying yourself open as a vessel. No longing or desire other than to be filled and indwelled by God. Take note of your breathing now too. Take several deep belly breaths. And center on your breathing as each breath indwells you. Breathe in the filling, indwelling presence of the Spirit of God. You may recognize feelings of tension or distraction as you open yourself up to divine indwelling, and that's fine. But don't focus on the distractions. Just let them pass. Allow thoughts to drift easily from your false self to a pure desire to be filled by God. Permit any false thoughts of self-control or self-identity to be gentle reminders to center on being an empty vessel before your Creator. Continue as you center on drawing closer to God through His Word in this, the first of three scripture readings. Listen carefully to this passage written by the Apostle Paul. Imagine this being a personal letter to you as you cherish each word for you from Paul through the Holy Spirit. From Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, from the Christian Standard Bible. Greetings to you, my friend. God's blessings, peace, and hope upon you. Let the word of Christ dwell richly within you and among you. With all wisdom, teach and admonish one another through psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing out to God with gratitude from within your heart. What emotions did that stir as you opened and read this letter from Paul? Well, listen once more from Scripture for how the Holy Spirit is filling and indwelling you. Let the word of Christ dwell richly among you, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another through psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. So what word, thought, or image dwells in your mind from this passage? Let that become your contemplation for this next minute. Allow this second expanded divine reading now from the Holman Bible to be a prayer for God and His Word to fill and indwell you fully. Dear Heavenly Father, let the peace of your Son, Jesus Christ, control my heart, a peace into which I was called in one body. And let me be thankful. Your Word in Christ must live in me richly. So help me to teach and warn others with all wisdom and by singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing to you, Father, your Son, and the Holy Spirit with gratitude in my heart. And in this I plead and pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. For the next minute, meditate on these inspired words from Paul and let them be your prayer now too. Let them soak deep into your true self, a contemplation on God and His Word dwelling within you. Listen to this wider passage now a third time, less for words and more for how you experience them from the Amplified Version. Let the peace of Christ, the inner calm of one who walks daily with Him, be the controlling factor in your hearts, deciding and settling questions that arise. To this peace, indeed, you are called as members of one body of believers. Be thankful to God always. Let the spoken word of Christ have its home within you, dwelling in your heart and mind, permeating every aspect of your being. As you teach spiritual things and admonish and train one another with all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do, no matter what it is, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in dependence on Him, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. What did you encounter in this passage? Something new or a reminder of something familiar? Well, reflect on what you encountered for a moment. While resting in imaginative contemplation, recall the words, "Let the spoken word of Christ have its home within you, dwelling in your heart and mind, permeating every aspect of your being." Rest here for a moment, an empty vessel. Release your false self and surrender the emptiness to the filling of God. As you breathe, feel His indwelling. Feel Father, Son, and Spirit permeating every aspect of your being. This is your true self, filled with the divine presence. Let this minute be a time of contemplation and confession as you lay open for your true self to be filled by the holiness of His presence. Stay here for a while longer, dwelling with God, knowing the peace of true self. As you rest now in closing, be mindful of present moments you may be letting the world fill you. But let the world now drain from you Be aware, too, of others you encounter on your path that may be seeking to be filled and completed by the divine. Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at first light or nightfall, watch with great expectation for endless moments to be filled with the sacred. Constant reminders of the divine dwelling within, for it will be then and there the true you will encounter the true presence of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you to let the word of Christ dwell richly within you and among you. With all wisdom, teach and admonish one another through psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing out to God with gratitude from within your heart. Now may the indwelling of Christ, the presence of the Holy Spirit, and your encounter with a present God be what fills you now and always. Amen.